reporting. Okay, we're jumping down to section number 5, item number 10, board may review, discuss, interview, and take action on investigative committee candidates. And we've got Whitney Stevenson here, so come on down. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate your interest in serving on the investigative committee. We won't take much of your time, and if you just want to start out by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Whitney Stevenson. I'm a graduate of ASU. I worked for Martha McSally, John McCain, and David Schweiker. Also worked for a lot of vets in the state, from down in Tucson to Nogales. My family owns a feedlot in Red Rock. I run a barn here in the Scottsdale area, so I breed and train horses, feral horses, and race horses, so that's the thing. I've always had a love for animals. Grew up in the Bay Area, worked for the ASPCA, got horseback riding lessons through the Girl Scouts of America, ran a youth program in Oakland, California, with Juvenile Hall. Taught horseback riding lessons for a long time as a Juvenile Hall kid. Thought about going to vet school. decided that I'm more of a lawyer than a vet, but I have a deep interest in making sure that there's integrity in veterinarian medicine in Arizona, being that I come from an ag family. I think it's important, whether it be small animals, large animals, because we see that our country's shifting when it comes to animals. And,
right. And
I learned that from working in politics, that it's a very political atmosphere, so I think there needs to be integrity with vets. And Dr. McCormick, just thought I'd be a good person for the board because I like it. And I have a little investigative experience from working in DC.
Okay.
So I worked for NAG, which is all the attorney generals. So I was their researcher and their investigator on sex crimes.
Okay.
And basically bills, that policy that they would put forward, making sure that was actually legal. Capable, so plan on going to law school in the next 2 years. I'm finishing up a master's in communications at ASU right now because I had nothing better to do.
I was just gonna say, clearly, you need to
go to school. But that's basically the gist.
You have quite a background. That is really neat. It sounds like you have so much going on. Do you foresee, we always ask people as far as like the time commitment, it's once a month. Whether it's the morning or the afternoon committee, I can't remember where the vacancy was, but the attendance is important just because it's a smaller committee and we always have to have a quorum. So
I am committed to the, I know Justin said it was a minimum of a 2-year commitment, so
right.
I'm definitely committed for the 2 years. I am here, I am eager, I am ready.
That'll be before you start law school.
I'm doing the master's, I have another year left, and then I'm going to take a little bit of a gap year, so
gotcha.
I'm definitely committed to the time frame. That's actually why he told me about it, because he's like, you're actually home for a little bit. That's a
great
thing. So.
Well, and if you were listening, we were just talking about, we have a lot of small animal folks on the board and the committee, and it's nice to have people with kind of the more agricultural, horse, livestock backgrounds too, so that could be helpful.
Madam Chair, I have a question of staff. How many openings do we have for public members on the ICs?
We currently have one, but we have another person that's going to be stepping down in March, so we will have 2 openings.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And is that for morning, evening, both, or afternoon?
They're actually both for the afternoon, but we might do some adjusting to kind of make one available in the morning and then also one in the afternoon, so we can.
Okay. And were you good?
Well, one more question. What large animal representative or knowledgeable people do we have on morning and afternoon? Do you know?
So that's why we might switch things around.
Okay.
We do have, in the afternoon, we do have Dr. Dow, who has experience in some large animal, and then Dr. McCormick, who's an equine surgeon.
And they're both in the same one right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And I believe the other candidate who will be before us later today also has large animal experience.
Right. Yes.
Cool.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions?
Nope.
So we appreciate you coming. So we have another gentleman who's visiting with us later this afternoon, and then I think we'll vote on it at the end of the day and make a decision. And again, you know, I think we have two really great candidates. And so it sounds like, though, you know, whether it's, you know, both are being appointed. I mean, I guess we can't really appoint until that other person actually is leaves, but it, so. But yes, but thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we will be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
And just the IC candidate that's stepping down in March, he's just waiting. He was being kind enough to stay on until March.
Okay.
Just in case we needed that extra time.
Okay. So does that mean we could technically appoint both today and then relieve him or her of their duties sooner?
Yes.
And then, and then you could move around, shuffle people, and you thought you could do that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks. That helps.
Thanks.
Okay, so I see that Miss Crystal Delano has joined us, so why don't we go ahead and jump to her, since I don't think we had anything else. Yes, okay, so we are under administrative review of previous actions, section number 4, number 3, 1937, regards to Crystal Delano, DBM, quarterly appearance as required by the consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. Ms. Solomon,
thank
you.
The
lead.
It's a pleasure to see you again, Dr. Delano. You are looking well.
Thank you.
I just have a couple of quick questions.
Okay.
How often are you working without direct supervision now?
It's just 2 days, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday. We rotate Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if I work Thursday, she works the weekend, and then we flip-flop, so just that.
Okay, cool. So it's working out?
Yeah.
It's good. Good.
About a year now.
Okay, and we just got your quarterly pharmacy
yes.
report. Thank you.
Yes.
I was looking at our records, and staff, correct me if I am misstating this, but the last employer report I saw was for 8/29/22.
Mm-hmm. I think there was a November one.
There was a November one, okay.
Yeah.
Sure there was.
Yeah,
it's pretty
shocking.
Or something.
She usually tells me when she's sending it, so.
Yeah, November 15th. It's
ah, there it is. Sorry. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sometimes she forgets, so I have to remind her when it gets close.
That's cool. Keep reminding her. Keep reminding her. You are doing a great job in compliance. It truly is a pleasure to see you, and to see the progress you've made.
It's not a bad drive. It was a little icy this morning.
Oh, yes.
I enjoy driving, so.
Do any other board members have any questions?
No. I wish I could come up with something to make your long drive in the ice worth it, but.
Yeah. So I have four-wheel drive now.
That's good. That's one thing I do not miss is driving in snow and ice.
No. But I don't live in Flagstaff, and I heard they got 2 feet. So.
Yeah, I know, right?
Snow's been crazy.
Snowball,
yeah.
Snowball is happy.
I wish I still skied.
One spark is that had was out of power for like 24 hours.
I
was
like, oh. Yes. Yeah, still 250 people this morning without
my power. I know. I'm like, my power did come back on, but I'm hoping that the pipes didn't freeze overnight. We'll find out next time I go up there.
Yes, yes.
But we appreciate you driving down, but please note that if there's ever any instance where you need to be very phone, we want you to be safe. And
adjust.
Sure.
So, I'll let you know.
And we've done that within 24 months of completion, the compliance review, that's a written request. Okay. You may want to double check your consent agreement and see within 24 months of the end of your probation, and you're down to about 18 months, you can request in writing a compliance review.
Okay.
All
right.
Well, thank you. It's been a minute since I've read it.
I have it.
Don't do the motions now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, thank you so much for making the trip, and again, it's a pleasure to see you.
Okay. Take care. We'll see you again.
Happy New Year.
Okay, how about we do one more IAR, and then maybe we'll do a bathroom break. So let's go up to number 12306, regards to Tyler Charbonneau, maybe? DBM. Tracy, if you will read.
Sure. Case 2306, the complainant is Michaela Bombsberger, the respondent is Tyler Charbonneau, DBM. On July 14th, 2022, Boomer, an 8.5-year-old male Basset Hound mix, was dropped off for a recheck ear exam by respondent. Due to the dog's anxiety, complainant stated that the dog would be leashed to a wall instead of being placed in a kennel. The dog whined the majority of the time while at the premises. Complainant claims respondent hit the dog on the back, used profanity while telling the dog to shut up and slam the door. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue of no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Frost, you are the lead.
Yes. This one was interesting because there was just the first name of the patient, so wasn't very detailed. And then the time frame to me would be concerning if somebody was truly that concerned. To me, it would be immediate. You know, I mean, if I witnessed something and there was nobody cared, then, you know, I'd elevate that immediately. So looking at the response and the character, you know, from this client, you know, I would have to agree with the investigative committee to make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Any further discussion?
And just that I wrote down the if word, frivolous.
Frivolous.
I was like, please say it.
Read it into the record.
It yeah. seems to be a disgruntled ex-employee.
Yeah. Retaliation, yeah. So this is neither the place or the time for such matters, so. Okay, all those in favor of dismissing case 2306, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes. So let's go ahead and take a 5-minute break.
Thank you.
Okay.